This comes a day after the president made a primetime televised address to push for funding for his long-promised border wall with Mexico. The funding debate with Democrats has forced the U.S. government to shut down, going on 19 days. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spoke to reporters Wednesday.
We laid out a proposal that we put forward to Congress, to Democrats specifically, and we still haven't heard back. They've yet to respond. They've yet to even make a counteroffer to come to the table. We hope they'll get serious about negotiating. We hope we see that this afternoon.
Trump has invited Democratic and Republican congressional leaders to return to the White House to meet with him later Wednesday to continue discussions. The U.S. trade delegation in Beijing is wrapping up meetings with Chinese officials and will return to the United States after a good few days. That, according to a U.S. official on Wednesday, Reuters' Ed Giles has the latest.
Hopes rose for a U.S.-China breakthrough on trade on Wednesday. An American official told reporters the U.S. delegation had a, quote, good few days, and talks were wrapping up. Wednesday was an unscheduled third day of talks, with China's foreign ministry saying the extra time showed they were very serious about negotiations. The extension also saw Asian stock markets jump up, with shares in the region hitting a 3.5-week high. Investors may be optimistic the U.S. and China can avoid an all-out trade confrontation that has the potential to disrupt the global economy.
And that was Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Reuters sources close to the talks said the two sides were further apart on the kinds of reforms the White House is demanding from China. This is VOA News. The Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is set to release provisional election results 10 days after the contentious, repeatedly delayed general election.